You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The old Idaho Pen opened its doors in 1872 to some of the West's most desperate criminals. Numerous inmates died during their incarceration there, and the Idaho State Historical Society, the organization now in charge of the old pen, knows that there are at least 55 unmarked graves on prison grounds. Now, members from Boise State University's Geophysics Club are using their skills to figure out just how many unmarked graves are on prison grounds. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Amber Byerly. She is the Historic Sites Administrator for the Idaho Historical Society, and Dylan Mikesell. He is an Assistant Professor of Geosciences at Boise State University. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So, Amber, you know that there are at least 55 unmarked graves, but there could be more. So my first question is, how do you know if there are 55 and potentially more than that?
You know, because I went to school at Boise State. I'm a historian. That's what it is.
No,
you know, we have 55 confirmed, and some actually are marked with the names. So just a clarification there. But others, what we had to do was go back to their inmate files, their records, which are kept at the Idaho State Archives, and, you know, going into death certificates to verify those types of things, even just accounts from the Idaho Statesman, because sometimes that was the only thing that gave us any clarification, and then being able to kind of verify that again through the inmate files and different things. So that's how we found that number, the 55 number. We know that at least 129 died while incarcerated. So, yeah, so these guys get to help us figure out, is there only 55 that we've confirmed? You know, is there the, it's plotted for up to 66. So are we missing 11? Are we missing more, or are we at a good number?
And part of that is that sometimes families didn't have the financial means, right, to get the body, or maybe they did not want to claim the body.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things that, that people have the most questions about. Well, why are these guys buried out here? And it most often was due to socioeconomic conditions. So you're talking about people that were poor, and that's probably why they made a lot of poor decisions in their life and what got them in prison. Others, obviously, their crimes are very heinous. And so their family didn't want to remember that and recall that or take the time to remember them. So those are the two biggest factors that happened. But we wanted to clear up right away that these weren't people that weren't loved. You know, most of them, there's some heart-wrenching stories about families just at that last minute trying to get the funds together, trying to to go and collect the remains and just weren't able to. So we want to commemorate that. We want to commemorate the past in that way.
And Dylan, I want to bring you into the conversation. So there is this collaboration now between the Historical Society and BSU to try to figure out where these unmarked graves are, how many. So talk to me about what you and your students are doing.
Yeah. So a number of students have been out to the site three times now. They're taking out different geophysical pieces of equipment, and they're scanning the surface to try to figure out what is underneath. And so one of the technologies that they're using is something called ground-penetrating radar. It's like taking a radio antenna, and instead of sticking it up to the sky, we're pointing it down at the ground. And we're listening for echoes that come back from changes in the electrical properties of whatever is underneath us. And so in this particular case, as far as we're aware, these people were buried in pine coffins. And so what we're hoping to see are reflections or echoes of these radio waves coming from the pine coffins.
And have you been able to identify or locate any graves yet?
So there's a few out there that we know what they we know where they're buried, and we know that there is a, we're almost 100% sure there's a pine coffin there. And so we've done some tests over those to try to sort of identify what is the signal we should be looking for. And then we've scanned everywhere else in this graveyard. And the students right now are taking what they learned about this one specific site where they know something is there, and they're trying to make an interpretation of where they see other similar anomalies, and then see if those match with these 55 sites that the State Preservation Society knows about, or if there's some new ones that they don't have on their list.
And I'm assuming you are looking in the cemetery on the prison grounds. I mean, this is where they were all buried, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So it's located where the Idaho Botanical Gardens is now. So people, that's a question is location,
right,
about where we're talking about. It's not included on a regular guided tour or entrance into the old Idaho Penitentiary. So we ask people to be respectful of mm-hmm. of the botanical gardens. And also just, you know, we do offer guided tours for the cemetery tours to provide that mm-hmm. context, because we want people to be respectful of the site as mm-hmm. well. And
so if you know that you have at least 55 unmarked graves and they are in the graveyard, why do more and find out just how many?
I think really this is about seeking that essential knowledge and making sure that we've got the story right. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard a lot of people talk about them, you know, being unknown or forgotten. And that's our place is to remember and to provide that essential knowledge for folks so that they know where to come to. We've actually had three different families of people that are buried out there. And there are three where we don't know where they are. We know they're out there somewhere. And just providing that context for folks. And, mm-hmm. and some of them have actually were interested in disinterring. We can't do that, unfortunately, with the cost and not knowing who's where.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what Dylan and his team are doing for us, is letting us know, do we have it right? Is it just 55 and we've confirmed that they're out there? Or do we have some more research to do?
So even when you figure out how many, you really won't be, or will you be able to tell where they are and who is who?
We're going to have no way of telling you who is who.
Okay.
Our goal is to say within this, let's say, 3x3 area of land, we think there's a grave there and we think that it is, let's say, 2 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to do anything beyond that other than we want to just help to identify areas where we think mm-hmm. there are graves.
And Amber, as part of this, as you said, I mean, when you have three families come, and we're talking, what, the last person who was, I think, buried there was in the
50s? 1967.
Okay, 1967. But, yeah. So mm-hmm. we're going back more than 50 years.
Absolutely.
So we're talking generations. But these were people's family. It didn't matter about the crime, the incarceration. This was a loved family member. And so is it part of that commemoration and just that remembrance for these families?
Absolutely. It's about that connection, because there's always the mystique of cemeteries and prisons mm-hmm. and finding out that mystery part of it, but also just that there's an emotional connection in that way. And for us, the emotional connection is just making sure that we're providing the proper story for each of these guys, no matter we include all the context, the bad stuff, the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that connection for these folks, you know, I remember a professor at Boise State saying, you know, what the grandfather chose to forget, the grandchildren usually want to know more about. They want to know more about these. Why was grandpa there? Because they've probably been told mm-hmm. a different story, a different narrative. And so, you know, again, we get to be part of that, provide that context.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. This is a fascinating story. My guest today, Amber Byerly with the Idaho Historical Society, and Geosciences Assistant Professor at Boise State University, Dylan Mikesell. Thank you both so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today and taking some time out of your day to listen. My producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Thursday. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you.